Lawyer has entered a not guilty plea for an upstate New York prison worker accused of helping two killers escape last weekend. Court-appointed attorney Keith Bruno says he'll make arguments on Monday after having time to speak with the prison tailor shop instructor Joyce Mitchell. Mitchell accused of befriending inmates David Sweat and Richard Matt in the Clinton Correctional Facility at Dannemora and giving them contraband. Her hands were cuffed in front of her as she stared straight ahead when she was arraigned Friday night in Plattsburgh on charges of felony promoting prison contraband and misdemeanor criminal facilitation. She's ordered jailed on $100,000 cash bail.
Joyce Mitchell tonight has a very heavy burden on her shoulders. Very clear in court. She looked miserable. She looked scared out of her, scared out of her mind. She could barely look up at the judge. She managed to whisper, yes, Your Honor, at one point, still dressed in civilian clothes, but shackled.
That's correspondent Miguel Marquez reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry has been released from a Boston hospital 10 days after undergoing surgery on his broken leg. He got in a bicycle accident in France during nuclear talks with Iran. Kerry left Massachusetts General on crutches, but under his own power. He told reporters he has to keep up to speed on foreign policy issues, and he will return to Washington next week. Caltrain is looking at measures to limit access to the tracks in Palo Alto, where a number of pedestrians have been killed. KGOA 10's Jeannie Lynch says the rail line is working with the city to hopefully adapt new suicide prevention efforts.
4 miles of track through the city of Palo Alto that have been the scene of many teen suicides since 2009. City Councilwoman Liz Niss explains the programs that are already in place.
An organization called Project Safety Net, in addition to the Project Safety Net, we have also started something called Track Watch in order to have people around the clock at 4 crossings in Palo Alto.
But she explains that more can be done.
We have also asked Caltrain to put fencing up all along the Palo Alto border.
Caltrain has already removed shrubs and bushes and now a program that uses thermal infrared cameras to detect heat.
Have hopes that we can control this, what seems to have been a cluster of suicides.
In the South Bay, I'm Jeannie Lynch, KGO 810.
NBA player Matthew Dellavedova with the Cleveland Cavaliers was once a superstar on the court for St. Mary's College in Moraga. KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley spoke to one of the professors about his stellar academic performance.
He was St. Mary's all-time leader in scoring and three-point shots after 4 years with the Gales.
Dellavedova.
But Matthew Dellavedova also scored in the classroom.
He is an excellent student. I taught him in 2 classes, and I was his academic advisor.
St. Mary's psychology professor Dr. Mary True.
I really enjoyed his curiosity.
She said he'd often stay after class and ask questions about psychology that tied in with athletics.
Four-way shot for Dellavedova.
What does she think when she watches Dellavedova now?
That's the man I know. Totally engaged, not concerned about himself, a team player, well-respected.
In Moraga, I'm Leslie Brinkley, KGO 810.
KGO News Time is 9:03. Coming up next, KGO 810 Traffic and Weather, first on the fives, followed by more with Drex.
I don't know. I wouldn't say we're rich, but we're comfortable. We got here the hard way by putting everything into our business and sacrificing our own personal gains. But we don't own any fancy cars, don't get me wrong, or take expensive trips. I mean, everything has gone into our company. And now we're at a point where we want to enjoy the fruits of our labor. You know, we're proud of what we did. We need more than just a savings account. We need a bank that helps us develop a plan to grow and protect what we've built. I guess I could say that I expect my bank to work as hard as we have for our money.
When it's time, come to Comerica. From succession plans and investments to tax and wealth planning, we've been helping business owners build and protect their wealth for over 164 years. To learn more, schedule an appointment with a Comerica Wealth Management Advisor and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
KGO 810 invites you to the Pinot Days Grand Festival, Saturday, June 20th at the Metreon in San Francisco. Come taste for yourself why Pinot is now one of the most coveted red grape varieties. Enjoy Pinot Noir from over 80 boutique wineries and meet the winemakers that craft them. To win tickets, visit the contest page at KGORadio.com or buy them at PinotDays.com. It's Pinot Days, Saturday, June 20th at the Metreon in San Francisco. From KGO 810.
It's 9:05 and with KGO 810 traffic first on the fives, here's Lee Graham.
Thank you, Clark. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking in Fairfield, eastbound 80. Construction still causing very heavy jam-ups. Your stop and go still from about Travis Boulevard to Dixon Hill Road. We are looking great across the Bay Bridge in both directions, and very little issues at all in the city at the moment. You've got some minor construction slowdowns on northbound 101 right around Marina Boulevard, but that's it. And construction is up on 101 northbound. The ramp to 280 southbound, they've got the second lane down till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, but right now, no issues whatsoever. 92 eastbound across the San Mateo Bridge, construction has the left lanes closed till 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, but if you're heading across now, you've got no problems. Oakland Airport now offering 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of 10 cities with new service this summer. From New Orleans to Tijuana, from Nashville to Houston Intercontinental, fly OAK and park free. Get the details at oaklandairport.com/parkfree. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
KGO 810's meteorologist Drew Tumas, Bay Area forecast, mostly clear inland tonight and in the south and east bays, cloudy and foggy elsewhere, lows mid-50s to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny by the bay and inland, mostly sunny coastside. Right now, 63 in Oakland, 73 in Cupertino, 61 Novato, and in San Francisco, 55. On your radio, it's 810, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All right, we're going to talk about Rachel Dolezal again for a second because it is the go-to topic for today. She is 37, the president of the Spokane chapter of the NAACP, and she also is a part-time professor of the African Studies program at Eastern Washington University and is dubbed one of the Inland Northwest's most prominent civil rights activists. And, well, it turns out that she faked being a black woman for at least 9 years. Her family outed her today. Okay?
This week.
Well, this week. I mean, it became a big deal today. And she's been disguising herself as an African-American woman for years. She's having a falling out with her family. And so they sold her out today. I mean, it starts with her brother. Let's take a look here. I have quotes from everything. Goodness gracious. Her mother said, actually, we do have the audio of the mother.
Yeah.
Oh, let's hear it.
That Rachel was white. And for a while, it seemed like she was just doing more of a artistic, expressive representation of her, identifying with African Americans by doing her hair and extensions and things like that.
And she also said,
she has not explained to us why she is doing what she's doing and being dishonest and deceptive with her identity.
Okay, so that all of a sudden became the talk today. Why did she fake and pretend to be black for the last 9 years or so and masquerade as a black woman when she's not? And she's clearly a white woman. I guess her family even provided this. You know it's bad when your family's doing this. They even provided childhood photos of her. And they're both European descent. There's not a drop of black blood in them. That's the way it is. I mean, that's just the truth. And this is, as it goes so far, people are being, you know, it's gone from no big deal to haterating to the hilarious. I mean, you know, and we started in the 7 o'clock hour with this. And I'll ask you, 808-0810, do you find this offensive that she did this? Because there are many people who do. You know, looking at some of the tweets that we got earlier, she was elected to be a leader in a black organization under the premise that she was black. That's a problem.
That might be a problem.
Yeah. Another one on the pro side says, the bottom line is Rachel did not have to be appropriately black to have that identity in order to support the black community. She didn't shirk white privilege. Putting on and taking off blackness at will is white privilege. 808-0810. So, you know, you heard what her mother said, and it is a hot mess. I mean, it really is. It's a hot mess It may not be for you, and it may not be for the rest of the country, but it certainly is for her and her family. And people were thinking, what the hell? How could this happen? It sounds, you know, and it's playing like a movie. It's like reading a script from something out of Hollywood. It really does. It's super bizarre. And I think... Go ahead.
Just when this story comes full arc, which I assume it will next week, it's just going to be amazing. I can already picture the parents and her on the couch talking, blah, blah, blah. I think I stumbled across a fake Twitter account. But, man, hashtag Rachel Dolezal is the number one trending thing on Twitter in the San Francisco Bay Area still. And it's just unbelievable. People can't seem to let it go.
And are they hating on it, or are they... You know, are they okay with it? That's a little bit of everything.
You know, social media tends to be a little more hatey.
Right.
So it's a little bit weird or jokey, stuff like that.
Well, that's not what we were getting, you know, via phone calls and
I know.
And,
we got some very...
And, you know, Generation Directs and Twitter,
Very thoughtful calls about it and people really coming down on the side of, at least in the 7 o'clock hour, like, I don't have a problem with it. I'm black and I don't have a problem with it. And we spoke with Monterey, Missouri of Howard University, who wrote, I don't have it in front of me, but it starts with Black Magic Woman, something about film and African-American religiosity. In any case, she really kind of opened my eyes, too, to that maybe this isn't such a big deal. And we'll find out more about it next week. Was it an art project? What was she up to?
Look, here's one of the big problems, 808-0810. If there is a problem, Dolezal reported 9 alleged hate crimes to the police in the past 10 years because of her racial identity as a black woman, all right? In February, the NAACP Spokane president claimed she received hate mail in her NAACP post office box with photos of lynchings and words like war pig. However, the detectives determined that the envelopes had never been processed through the post office channels and that it was likely placed there by someone with a key to the box. She also claimed she found nooses around her home. Now, that could be considered offensive by many. All right, let's go to the phones. 808-0810.
We've got Garrett in San Francisco.
Garrett, you're on the Drex Radio Show. Good evening.
Yes, I was going to say that it's called creative deception.
Right, or what did Tara call it? Splitting.
Well, the thing is, one can be offended if you want to be. And or you can laugh if you want to, or you can accept it as part
of the course. You think there's something highly unethical to give the idea to the police that you were the victim of a hate crime if you weren't?
I've never done that, but on the other hand...
No, we mean Rachel, of course.
I have engaged in that kind of deception before with a close friend, and...
Okay, we're talking about criminal things, but thanks so much for sharing.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I think that people have shared his thoughts and views on this, that you can cross these lines and, I don't know. There were even comparisons today. It's hashtag transracial.
Oh, stop saying that.
We're flying around. Yeah, I mean, that's how crazy this has gotten already, and it's just now taking off.
But that's what one of the phrases is that the person who's squatting on @Rachel Dolezal on Twitter is saying, that they were having a transracial lives matter hashtag or something like that. And you're like, oh, come on. That's not what's going on here.
And by the way, you know, this all started because I guess, and I don't know why they're estranged. They're not saying there's a legal problem within the family. So as I said, It's a bad thing, you know, when your own family is coming at you like in the manner in which this is happening. And by the way, you know, as you said, it's either coming off incredibly offensive or yet not offensive at all or hilarious as well. I don't know, you know. But I have to tell you, here's a new one. Her 22-year-old brother, Ezra Dolezal, now has told the Washington Post that what she's doing is effectively blackface, adding, back in the early 1900s, what she did would be considered highly racist.
Mm-hmm.
You should not do that. It's completely the opposite. She's basically creating more racism.
Her brother said that?
Her brother just said that, yes.
He's
22.
Black brothers?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's really interesting.
Yes.
She's a little more orange, but okay. than blackface, I'm
right,
saying.
Right, and the other question is her husband, and has he been part of this charade? Or is he just learning that the woman that he previously thought was just light-skinned is actually a whole kind of, you know, the whole kind, the other kind of light-skinned?
I think he knew. How long have they been married? I should look that up.
I don't know.
We might not know everything about them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the latest. Now the brothers selling her out. Boy, that's got to be some, well, no pun intended, but bad blood going on in that family. And God only knows why this is, you know, just coming out now. It's the strangest thing. I mean, again, it sounds like, you know, you're reading something out of Hollywood. It's like we're picking up a script. Let's page through this. Oh, black woman running the NAACP right. In a big city, but she's actually white, always has been. Oh, look at her high school photos. Blonde hair, creamy white. Okay, Caucasian parents. Let's make it. Let's send it over to Universal.
Famous book, Black Like Me, I believe was also made into a film. Someone brought up to me Imitation of Life, a movie I've seen quite a few times, but I forget the details of it. But it dealt with race in like the 30s and was remade in 1959, I believe. Anyway, very interesting stuff.
All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be back with we'll continue with the Late Night Late Show wrap up coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Did you know that the highest point is Mount Everest?
Yeah.
Did you know the lowest point is the bottom of the Mariana Trench?
No.
And that the highest combined points scored in an NBA game is 370?
What's your point?
The point is, Point Palooza is going on right now at Cache Creek.
What's a palooza of points?
Millions.
How many millions?
6 million points every weekend.
Wow.
And from July 4th through the 6th, they're giving away 18.5 million points.
What would I do with that many points?
It's Cache Creek, so there's a lot. Tons of dining choices, play some golf, visit the spa, stay in their fabulous room, see a great concert, and...
Okay, I get it. There's a lot I can do with all those points.
That's exactly my point.
Don't you mean Point Palooza?
Exactly, Point Palooza. Only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Play here, play the best. Visit www.cachecreek.com for more information.
Are you prepared for the next financial crisis? Would another shock to the global economy derail your plans for retirement or force you out of retirement and back to work? This is Scott Hansen, co-host of Hansen McLean's Money Matters, airing Saturdays at 4 p.m. here on KGO. I'm certainly not forecasting we'll see another major pullback in the financial markets, but there's always a chance another one is lurking around the corner. As a financial advisor for over 2 decades, as well as co-host of the popular Money Matters radio program, I'm growing increasingly concerned with how people are investing their retirement dollars. You see, as the Fed has lowered interest rates, many people have chased higher returns by shifting their safe money out of secure investments and into riskier assets, oftentimes without even knowing it. So if you're less than totally confident that your retirement savings can survive another downturn, tune into Hansen McLean's Money Matters program Saturdays at 4 p.m. We answer your calls and questions about saving, investing, and retirement. To learn more about Hansen McLean's Money Matters, simply visit moneymatters.com or call us at 888-2-HANSEN. We'll see you Saturday at 4 p.m.
Discover Nakoma. Lose track of time on Nakoma's championship golf course. Lose the stress of the daily grind at the spa over a romantic dinner at the iconic Wigwam Room or grabbing a drink and casual bite in the lounge. Lose yourself in the peaceful beauty of this place and keep every moment here close. Experience serenity just an hour's drive from Tahoe. Whatever the season, Nakoma will make a believer out of anyone. Discover Nakoma. Live elevated. Visit NakomaGolfResort.com.
The following is what happens when you make the switch to Pennzoil full synthetic motor oils.
Hennessy Performance made the switch and broke the land speed record. Sonic boom, anyone?
Dodge switched to Pennzoil full synthetics and created the world's most powerful muscle car.
This is what happened when Team Penske made the switch in their Indy cars!
We have a new champion!
Make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics at your local 7-Eleven.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, there are people who are comparing Rachel Dolezal to Caitlyn Jenner. And I don't know, is it both detrimental to both trans and racial progress? That's kind of the question. If you're going to go there, let's go to the phones. 808-0810. Yes?
We've got Jake in Livermore.
Jake in Livermore, good evening.
Hello. So, yes, those are my thoughts exactly. I figure, you know, if Bruce Jenner at his heart really believed that he's a woman and needed to do something about it, and we all need to be okay with it, and I am okay with it, it's his life. You know, maybe this woman doesn't really mean any ill will or to be deceptive. Maybe at her core she believes that she's African-American and everyone should be okay with that. So what? It's an element of devil's advocacy, what I'm saying here, but why not?
Thanks, Jake. Honest to God, 4 hours ago I would have said you're insane, and now I just don't know. I give up.
I keep pointing my mind in different directions, too.
I called her a lunatic at first, and now I just take it all back. We had a really good interview in the 7 o'clock hour with a woman who works at Howard University and really knows what she's talking about and is writing a book called Black Magic Woman and has studied the Black Like Me book and film. And I'm going the other way.
I think the flow, it's
the times they are changing. You got to go with the flow.
Right? Well, I think the only thing that people might have a problem with is reporting the 9 alleged hate crimes and saying it was because she was black, you know.
Because then you're taking on sort of this martyr thing, and it's a bit much, you know.
Right, and whether that's true or not. So I think that's the only thing in my crawl at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's up to the people of Spokane how they feel about it. That's where she represents. So we'll see how it plays out. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. Take care. Okay.
Take care. Right. Safe travels. Sounds like you're on the road.
It's very interesting. I mean, I've been vacillating on this thing back and forth. So at the beginning, we were going, no, let's not talk about hashtag transracial. But now it seems like a lot of people agree with exactly what he's saying. I have a problem with the hate crime thing. That's you know, I just can't get that out of my mind.
It seems that there's too much of a pretense there, but if she fooled everyone into thinking she was black, and there's some segments in Spokane that do not like black people or the NAACP, then I suppose that could happen. But it looks like it was faked.
808-0810 is the number. Let me say this. I mean, here's one thing that this will do. It will open a conversation in a definite different direction from where the race conversation has been going for the last, I don't know, year. Because this completely puts everything in a different light or different white. Okay? And I think it's noteworthy. And you should note that we've got a white woman's decade-long deception really, effectively, I would say, hijacked the conversation about race this week when the nation was focusing on what was going on in McKinney, Texas. So that's kind of going to be pushed to the side, and this is now front and center. And whether that's a good thing or not. But, you know, as her mother says, they're just done with basically her wanting them to hide and not blow her cover. They're puzzled. But their siblings told us they're basically feeling that she basically is, that she's basically been outed. The children didn't like having to be secret about Rachel's real identity, her mother says. And the Dalazels view their daughter's dishonesty about her identity as a way of disowning them as parents. And they say that's very painful for them in this part. They go on to say, we're very fond of our African-American friends. We've always enjoyed ethnicity and diversity and had friends as Rachel grew up that way. We adopted 4 children with an extension of that as well. And Rachel's identification with African-Americans is not hurtful to us. But for her to reject us as parents, that is what hurts. And the dishonesty is it's very concerning to us. So her mother says, and she says, look, here's the final words. Rachel, we love you, but tell the world the truth. You are Caucasian. That's kind of where it's been hanging. You know, we obviously recognize her, obviously, but this isn't the Rachel we know. It hurts us deeply, and we're quite saddened by that. So I don't know what the problem in the family is. She's estranged from them, and they're all weighing in. You've got the father saying one thing. You've got you've got the mother saying another, and now the brother's speaking out. So there's a legal issue going on. I'm not sure what that legal issue is. I'm sure we'll find out over the weekend. All right, time for another break. Coming up here, we're going to go to another place. Another place, a lighter place. Not as in skin color. Yes, and not as in skin color. We'll continue with the late night Late Show wrap-up on the way on KGOA 10.
Do you have IRAs sitting in the bank earning practically nothing? When you left your last employer, did you leave behind your 401k too? Does a Roth IRA conversion make sense for you? When can you take money out of your IRAs and 401k without paying a penalty? If you're self-employed, how do you save more than the small amounts allowed into IRAs? The O'Donnell Financial Group is here to guide you. They help their clients position their money based on when they need to spend it, consolidate their retirement savings for easy management, determine with their tax advisor whether a Roth IRA conversion makes sense for them, know the right time to take money out of their retirement accounts to avoid unnecessary penalties, and help business owners maximize their retirement savings. Call them today at 866-496-2300 for a free review of your portfolio.
Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc. O'Donnell Financial Group and Securities America are not affiliated.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Join me, Brian Copeland, for Theater Row on Sundays at 2:45 p.m. Brought to you by SHN. Guarantee your seats to six Broadway musicals in San Francisco. 2015-2016 season memberships are on sale now. Visit SHNSF.com.
Super dads deserve super tools on Father's Day. So the Home Depot has the Dremel Multimax MM30 Oscillating Tool System at a new lower price, just $89. It's a powerful tool that cuts, sands, grinds, and more at a price that won't rattle the nerves. So let's point gift givers in the right direction, namely the Tool Corral. Let's do this. Get super tools for super dads. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through June 21st, U.S. only. See store for details.
Don't miss Pinot Day on June 20th at the Metreon. Taste Pinot Noir from over 80 boutique wineries and meet the winemakers who craft them. Pinot Days is a nonprofit whose mission is to educate the wine-loving world on the virtues of the noble grape. Get tickets at pinotdays.com.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. For some time now, I've been offering tips about how to deal with the IRS if you've fallen behind on your taxes, telling you to call Optima Tax Relief because they're the best trained, most trustworthy, blah, blah, and blah. But now the message is so familiar, you may not be listening. Oh, it's him again. Well, here's the important message. Call Optima Tax Relief. They can help you resolve your IRS issues. The government, you know, can garnish your wages. They can levy your bank account, even take your home or business. To be fair, the IRS also has a new program called the Fresh Start Initiative to help you with that debt. So we've given you clever slogans. Don't mess with the IRS. They'd rather settle for less than bother you more. Now the clever thing for you to do is call Optima Tax Relief. Now for your free consultation.
1-7-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to the Drux Radio Show, and the Late Night Late Show wrap-up is in effect, and we'll get back to it right after we check in with Clark Reed in the KGO Newsroom.
Hey, thank you, Drex, and good evening. It is 9:30, and I'm checking out the top news on KGOA 10. Joyce Mitchell, the New York prison worker accused of helping a couple inmates escape, pled not guilty in court tonight. The correspondent Miguel Marquez has the story on Mitchell's arraignment in Plattsburgh, New York, at the courthouse.
Joyce Mitchell tonight has a very heavy burden on her shoulders. Very clear in court. She looked miserable. She looked scared out of her, scared out of her mind. She could barely look up at the judge. She managed to whisper, yes, Your Honor, at one point. Still dressed in civilian clothes, but shackled.
The U.S. women's soccer team battled Sweden to draw a World Cup match in Canada tonight. Correspondent Gary Cohen has details.
The United States played to a scoreless tie with Sweden on Friday night in one of the most anticipated matches of the group stage at the Women's World Cup. A win would have assured the United States a spot in the knockout round as the Americans seek their third World Cup title, but first since 1999.
Again, the game was a tie, 0-0. U.S. is ranked number two in the world. The month-long tournament, with an expanded field of 24 teams, is being played across six Canadian cities. Tesla is expanding close to home, and as KGO 810's Jennifer Hodges reports, it's a big move for the city of Fremont.
The old Solyndra site, 500,000 square feet visible from the freeway and stretching down the street, will be taken over by Tesla, an expansion that's good news for the city of Fremont.
Manufacturing makes up about 23% of our workforce here in Fremont, with over 880 companies manufacturing in a wide variety of industries.
Christina Briggs is the Economic Development Director for the city of Fremont. She says Tesla obviously realizes the benefit their city offers.
I think it offers a lot of different attributes, including a very central location. They can draw workforce from anywhere in the Bay Area, not to mention the Central Valley. We also have the facilities that these companies need to do this type of work, with the corresponding land use policies that really support and protect the operations.
I'm Jennifer Hodges, KGO 810.
BART was originally scheduled to be closed between Fruitvale and Coliseum this weekend for repair work, but then another Warriors game materialized. KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley reports.
Good news for Warriors fans who want to take BART to Sunday's game.
We huddled together last week to see, can we get everything done on Saturday so that Sunday we can remain open the entire day for the Warriors game? And we figured it out that we can pull it off.
That's BART spokesperson Alicia Trost, who says after closing on Saturday, they will be completely done with the Fruitvale track repair and the frustrating bus bridges riders have endured. But more is coming.
We know we need to do major track replacement near the Transbay Tube, in between West Oakland and the Transbay Tube.
BART is looking at shutting down the Transbay Tube entirely on August 1st and 2nd, and again over Labor Day weekend.
Those are the dates that we're targeting, but they're not finalized yet.
But for this Sunday, extra-long BART trains will be running throughout the East Bay. I'm Leslie Brinkley, KGO 810.
It's 9:33. Coming up next, KGO 810 traffic and weather first on the fives, followed by more with Drex.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself, but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
For the first time, successful business owners can learn how to reduce their taxes by 20 to 40% by using the same tax strategies used by the wealthiest Americans and large companies. As a U.S. Appeals Court justice said, there are two systems of taxation in our country, one for the informed and one for the uninformed. Prepare to become one of the informed. Tune in this Sunday at 11 a.m. to The Tax Planning Hour. Strategies used by the 1% to pay less tax, right here on KGO 810.
Changing your oil regularly will help keep your vehicle running its best. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Quaker State conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $13.99 after $3 mail-in rebate. Protect your engine with Quaker State at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Celebrate the solstice and Father's Day with family and friends at the Palo Alto World Music Day Festival, Sunday, June 21st from 3 to 7:30 p.m. Enjoy an afternoon of live music and entertainment from around the world. For more information, visit pamusicday.org.
It's 9:35 at KGOA 10 Traffic. First on the fives, here's Lee Graham.
Thank you, Clark. It's all construction at the moment in Livermore, westbound 580. It's causing you some stop-and-go stuff between North Livermore Avenue and Airway Boulevard. In Oakland, northbound 880, construction's got you stop-and-go between Park Boulevard and Lakeshore Avenue. Eastbound 80 in the city is beginning to crowd up again. You're stop-and-go between 5th and Fremont. Looking good on the Bay Bridge, though, in both directions. Now in Antioch, north and southbound 160, again tonight, construction crews are out, and that's got you stop and go between Victory Highway and Sherman Island Crossing Road, or a little after. Coyote, southbound 101, construction has you crawling from Metcalf Road almost back to the 85 merge. And between Sausalito and Marin City, northbound 101, you've got minor construction slowdowns between Rodeo Avenue and about Donahue Street. Back to the city, I want to remind you that you do have road work up on northbound 101 tonight. It's on the ramp 280 southbound. Second lane from the left is down till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, but no issues right now. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Hey, thank you, Lee. And KGO 810's meteorologist, Drew Tumas, Bay Area forecast. Mostly clear inland and in the south and east bays tonight. Cloudy and foggy elsewhere. Lows will be in the middle 50s to the middle 60s. Tomorrow, look for sunny along the bay and, well, inland. Mostly sunny along the coast. Not quite as hot. Highs in the middle 60s to the mid-90s. Right now, 62 in Oakland, 71 in San Jose, 82 Livermore, 55 in San Francisco. On your radio, it's 810, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, Clark. It's the Drex Radio Show, live and local and around the world at KGORadio.com.
Here's a weird bit of finals trivia for you if you don't follow basketball closely. Mark Jackson, who's one of the commentators for ABC and ESPN, was the Warriors' coach last season. They fired him and replaced him with Steve Kerr, and now he's working the games, and he's sitting there commenting on his... It's like getting hired to be the DJ at your ex-girlfriend's wedding. It's awful.
That is strange, isn't it? Oh, that's got to be bizarre for him. He's sitting there watching and commentating on a gig that would have been his.
So is he saying that was his.
And that could have been him there and sitting in the finals instead of Steve Kerr. He's just up there talking about it. But, you know, he's got a gig.
Put on a happy face.
Yeah, he's announcing the Nationals. So, all right, bring him on. And we're going to bring it home. Oh, Heather, I see you texting back and forth trying to figure out what you're going to do at 10:01. Maybe that's not a good idea because maybe perhaps you were designed to be alone. Without another human being.
That is so funny. Remember earlier in the week we interviewed the author of Spinster, Kate Bullock, and she mentioned a comedy film that I started watching, I'm Going to Die Alone and I Feel Fine.
Right.
So that's perfect.
Yes, there's a difference between living alone and being lonely. And by the way, I have some signs. Of course I do. You can't fall asleep if someone else is in your bed, mouth breathing all over you.
Oh, totally.
Or they have restless leg or they snore.
Snore.
Life is annoying as hell. Okay, let's see what else. You sometimes get irrationally angry when another person is in your personal space, even though they have every right to be. You need your alone time, okay? Having someone actually join you while watching TV sounds horrifying. Now
that
rings bells for a lot of people, doesn't it?
Oh, really?
While you're driving, hold on to the wheel there. Hold on. Hang on.
Because they might want to change the station or something?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, we each have our own viewing rooms because we each watch different things.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not interested in each other's
shows. I like to
snuggle
and watch something. Oh, well.
Let's see. You can't comprehend why someone would leave a cereal bowl out instead of putting it directly into the dishwasher.
Oh, people like that are crazy. Although maybe it would drive me nuts. Why didn't you just wash that? But I remember I went on a date, or maybe it was a second date. Anyway, this guy was cooking me dinner, and I'm at his house, and he was talking about a roommate or something like that. And he's like, can you believe it? He'll make toast in the morning and just leave crumbs on the counter. And I was like, Whoa, you are hella anal.
But I have to tell you something. When you live, I mean, even after a long time, and we've been going back and through this, but we're both cool with it. But there are little things where I wouldn't say it's keeping score, But it's like, you know, there's little mental things that go on that just aren't said. Like, how long is the dishwasher going to remain filled until someone empties it?
Empties it.
Right. Yeah. Who's going to take the trash out? Now, that's easy. I always do. But, you know.
Who should flush the toilet after they meet a big duty?
We're in a drought. Okay. You have too many shows on your DVR, so you need your own. Mm. Yeah. Okay. I don't know about this one. Who drank the last of the milk? Who drank the last of the milk? I think that would be who drank my last bottle of wine.
Right.
Yes. Now that would be a problem. You pretty much need all the closet space available. These are signs that you are designated to not be living with another human being.
Well, no one could move in with me. There's just no space.
Let me see. Another sign is there's no way you're going to hold your pee for anyone else. You're not going to go. I guess that's a one bathroom thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You have to figure that one out. Hmm. You have about 19 different things you need to do in the bathroom every morning. Again, this is a one bathroom situation. Hmm. You have a very specific routine you are used to when you get home. And so if the other person comes home and throws you off, you get pissed.
Hmm.
Maybe personally, privately, inward.
I hadn't thought of all these things about another creature being in my space.
Yes. All right. You can't plan your schedule around dog walks or cat feedings. Okay. Enough of that.
I assume if someone lived with me, when I got home, they'd be like, here you go, babe. Here's your glass of champagne. That's how I picture being not alone.
So check this out. Here, the British writer named Kelly Marcel, who wrote the screenplay for 50 Shades of Grey, the movie. But, you know, she's so upset by the finished product that she hasn't watched it, and she won't. She says, quote, when I delivered that script was when I realized that all of them saying, yeah, absolutely, this is what we want, and you can write anything you like and get crazy and artistic with it, that was utter BS. My heart was really broken by that process. Mm. And I refuse to watch it out of any kind of, not out of any kind of bitterness or anger or anything like that. I just don't feel like I can watch it without some feeling, you know, pain about how different it was from what I initially wrote.
Hmm.
Marcel remained the credited screenwriter, but clearly had a major falling out with E.L. James, who wrote the book. Naturally, she won't be back to write the sequels. Instead, E.L.'s husband, Niall Leonard, is taking the reins. And speaking of 50 Shades, the next book, Grey, 50 Shades of Grey, as told by Christian, comes out next week. But remember, the BBC has reported that the manuscript of it has been stolen. Police are still investigating it. And by the way, EL has yet to comment on that. Where is it? Where is it? It's with those prisoners who broke out of the Clinton Correctional Facility. They still haven't found them.
Maybe they took it.
Yes, they took the manuscript to Gray.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's have some fun here since it is Friday night. Cindy Brady says all the Brady Bunch kids were hooking up with each other behind the scenes.
Oh, my God. It's just an orgy of blonde hair.
By the way, so you have to remember, let me see. She's 53 now.
Is that right?
Yeah. Susan Olsen. She was just 8 years old when she started playing Cindy. So this is Cindy from the Brady Bunch. You got to keep score with these names. That didn't stop her from making out with one of her co-stars. In a new interview, she was asked if any of the Brady kids hooked up behind the scenes. She says, oh, my God, yes, I think all of us did.
Good
we
Lord.
Led a sheltered life for part of the year. So if there was anybody to get a crush on or try to date, you know, it would clearly be our counterparts. So I had Bobby, and we used to make out in the doghouse when we were nine.
Shut
Eve Plum, who played Jan, always had a crush on Chris. Okay.
Peter,
yes. So it was Jan and Peter. They were hooking up off and on. And then, by the way, then there was Maureen McCormick, who played Marsha. And her and Greg had a thing going on. But really,
Greg was with the mom.
Yeah, no, Greg wanted to hook up with Florence Henderson, Carol Brady. But, you know, Florence kept it very platonic.
Oh.
God, Cindy's such a tattletale, isn't she?
She, She said she made out with Bobby Brady?
Yeah, they made out in the doghouse.
They were like 8 and 9 years old?
Yes, they were making out in the doghouse.
Oh, my God. I never kissed anybody until I was like, I don't know.
Oh, well, you know.
13? I mean, those Hollywood kids are advanced. Mm-hmm.
For what it's worth, Barry was in his late 20s when they were filming the show. Florence was 20 years older, is still, by the way, obviously. Not only would that make her a cougar, she would have also been a married cougar. Susan also confirmed that Marsha and Jan hate each other in real life. She says, they just don't like each other. It's kind of petty. From day one, these two have always been, you know, in the middle, and now it's got to the point where there isn't even a desire to communicate through me. They just don't like each other.
Wow.
If your feelings get hurt when you're young, some people carry it with them for the rest of their lives, or maybe then, you know, moving on means moving away, and that's just the way it is. So they still don't talk to each other to this day. And she also said that everyone knew that Robert Reed was gay, but no one ever talked about it. And she said, quote, he never meant for us to know. And I think he might have been mortified to know that we knew, but we did know, and we didn't think it was a big deal.
Wow.
Cindy,
I don't even remember knowing what gay was when I was 8.
Cindy, such a tattletale. All right, it's time for the good news. That's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
The best part of growing a business is, you know, seeing all your efforts and energy really start to pay off. It's an amazing feeling. At the same time, you know, it's total chaos. You know, you start to lose a little control. You worry that there's just too much to stay on top of. We've reached the point where we need a bank that can help us manage growth. We need resources, we need tools to help streamline back office processes, you know, so we can focus on the fun stuff. Yeah, I expect my bank to work with us.
When it's time, come to Comerica and discover a higher level of business banking. Beyond loans and accounts, we provide businesses with the treasury management resources they need. From cash management to risk assessment, our streamlined processes can help your business grow and thrive. To learn more, visit Comerica Bank and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices implanted. You may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
We here at Artio wanted to promote our app that gives you endless stations based on your favorite artist or genre right on your phone. So we hired this big advertising agency, and they were like, all brand alignment and paradigm shift. And we were like, what? And they were like, get out of our office. It's simple. Get the free Artio app, access our stations, or build one of your own for free until you say otherwise. Paradigm shifted. That's RDIO. Artio. Tune to you.
KGO 810 invites you to the Pinot Days Grand Festival, Saturday, June 20th at the Metreon in San Francisco. Come taste for yourself why Pinot is now one of the most coveted red grape varieties. Enjoy Pinot Noir from over 80 boutique wineries and meet the winemakers that craft them. To win tickets, visit the contest page at KGORadio.com or buy them at PinotDays.com. It's Pinot Days, Saturday, June 20th at the Metreon in San Francisco. From KGO 810. Fresh, live, local. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Oh, I love this. I'm looking at some listicles here. Just random facts for Friday. Approximately 4 million of the 20 million songs on Spotify have never been played. Never. 4 million of the 20 million songs on Spotify have never been played. I love that.
Trippy.
Yeah, this is trippy too. In 1987, the IRS started making people list their kids' social security numbers on their tax forms when they counted them as dependents to cut down on fraud. And suddenly, the next year, 7 million children who were claimed the year before disappeared. people cheat on their taxes, even back then. And Walt Disney was so bothered by the movie Psycho that he banned Alfred Hitchcock from Disneyland for life.
What?
That's true.
No.
Well, that's what it says.
Well, Alfred Hitchcock couldn't have gone on any of the rides anywhere because they had that little thing out there that said, you can't be wider than this wide.
Yeah, probably so.
That's so weird because I was getting some press stuff from the Bunny Ranch. You know, our friends over at the Bunny Ranch.
Dennis.
And they were saying, yeah, Josh Duggar is barred from the Bunny Ranch.
I know. I saw Dennis
like
put that press release out.
The point, right?
Right. I laughed. I thought this is why he is the king. He is the master.
It's funny.
Of promotion.
I know.
It's just
he's funny.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And here we are talking about it. Yeah.
Well, see, so therefore
it worked.
I love this today. I saw this earlier today. Dogs. If you're a dog owner, you'll love this. Dogs snub people who are mean to their owners.
What?
Dogs don't like people who are mean to their owners. Japanese researchers did this, and they found out, you know, they will refuse food offered by people who have snubbed their masters. So, you know, if somebody comes into your house and they're not so kind to you, or they meet somebody that they get the vibe that, you know, you're frenemies or something with this person.
Yeah, how do
they
know?
They do not accept them.
Do they just vibe it out?
No. They, of course, did all these blind test studies with 18 dogs using role plays and their owners needed to open a box, this, that, and the other. It's a long story.
Like if I didn't help you or something?
Right.
Okay, yeah, but it had to be something that everybody could see. Like I couldn't do it behind your back, like just between me and the dog. Like, look, I'm flipping you off.
Here's the cool thing.
Can see it.
The findings reveal that the canines actually have the capacity to cooperate socially. It's a characteristic found in relatively small numbers of species, humans and a few primates. So dogs are included. All
right.
So,
right. We've seen videos go viral. You saw the one about the fish that was its little gills were panting and it was laying in just barely a puddle on a ship. And this dog was taking his snout and putting water over the fish so it would get in his gills so he could breathe. It's the bizarrest thing. Like, how would a dog even know that that's how a fish breathes? Anyway, he saw a fish in distress and he helped him.
Good boy. She wants some good girl stuff. Yeah. Yes. She needs her good girl stuff. And we need our good girl news. Well, let's first thank our guest, Monterey, Missouri. She was on during the 7 o'clock hour talking about Rachel. And boy, that is just blowing up. The woman who from the NAACP who is charaded, masqueraded as an African-American for the last 9 years.
Insane.
In Spokane, Washington. As being in charge of the NAACP. We'll see. It's just blowing up on social media. It's just, you know, the whole world spinning on that story.
Everybody's got a different take.
Okay. All right, so here's the good news. The key to making your kids like vegetables is feed them some when they're really young. Mm. It sounds like a much better way than, you know, if you're trying to trick your kids into eating vegetables by hiding them in the mac and cheese. Well, the better way to do it is to make them eat them when they're too young to argue about it. That means as soon as they popped, all right? As soon as you're done breastfeeding. So they've started feeding kids, infants, little pureed broccoli, spinach, squash, asparagus for 15 days. Then they also had some parents not feed their kids any vegetables. What they found out later in life is that those kids who were fed these vegetables when they were infants, mm-hmm. under 6 months old, as they developed, as adolescents, and then adults, they developed a taste for vegetables and liked them the entire way through their life. And it was not an issue, raising the kids.
I feel like I also saw a study that if the mom ate it, you know, in gestation, they would do better on the other side. You know, not turn their nose up at and whip clumps of peas at you. Not eating it. Disgusting.
I don't know about that. I've heard that story, but now you know the real truth. You need to do it within the first 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they'll eat their vegetables.
Well, I'll Google mine. Could be the real truth, too.
All right. So
studies show lots of different things, you know.
Another good piece of good news is a 92-year-old woman adopted her 76-year-old cousin. Yes,
aww.
They both live in Dallas, and they're closer than most cousins are. Mary's dad passed away when she was a kid, and her mother had a chronic illness and couldn't take care of her. Even though Muriel had her own kids to worry about, she took Mary in and basically has been raising her for more than 60 years.
Her father passed away and her mother was ill, so she was not able to take care of Mary. But she was just a great kid. I just wanted it to be, wanted to be mine.
She was so much fun, and we just, you know, kind of got along real well. I loved her then, even.
And I said, I have been thinking about adopting you. How do you feel about that? And her little face just lit up like
little face. Isn't that sweet? Oh, that was exciting news. Yeah.
My life had been a beautiful picture, but one piece was missing, and that was Mary. And I've got that piece in place. So now I have
officially.
Officially.
92, adopting a 76-year-old. Very nice.
Well, now I've heard it all.
Yes.
Men becoming women, white women becoming black women.
Yep, 92-year-old woman adopts her 76-year-old cousin. And that makes the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Bum, 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 bum.
Loyalty and courage in the face of tyranny. Join Michael Tilson Thomas as he leads the San Francisco Symphony and Chorus in a concert performance of Beethoven's only opera, Fidelio, an inspiring tale of courage and the power of love. The internationally renowned cast features soprano Nina Stema, who The Independent claims gave a wonderfully burnished performance as Leonore. Then join the San Francisco Symphony on June 30th for Beethoven's iconic Fifth Symphony. For tickets and information, call 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org.
Thank you.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and worldwide at KGORadio.com.